Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Hour number two on a getaway Friday, October the 1st, 2021, 14 minutes past the hour. In studio with Angie Evers and Sean Kraft. I should start announcing my statewide known journalist, because WCMH obviously is aware that I'm here.
Yeah, there you go.
But they don't know who Jimmy Crumb is, which I think is very funny.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy Crumb was an awful man.
Yeah, he was not very nice.
So, our trivia question, which remains, is which person did WWGH Radio first take to Tony Paco's for a bun signing? Now, we've done three of those. Well, four, really, in the history of this station. Who was the first one? 740-383-9944, Judy S. and Ralph in the competition here so far. Who did we first take up for a bun signing? 740-383-9944. Okay, what else is on the agenda tonight?
You know, when I went to Tony Paco's for the first time in my life, I've only been there like one time, I think, and I don't care
for maybe we got an answer. Go ahead, caller.
I have a question to ask you. It's not on the bun signing, but a couple weeks ago when you were on and you were talking about the Kmart sign when it stormed.
Right.
Did you ever get the answer to that?
You know, nobody ever gave the answer. No, do you know what used to happen?
No.
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, I do know the answer to that. You know, it's surprising. Does anybody here know the answer to that?
What's that?
What used to happen to the Kmart sign every time a storm came through?
I know, because you told me.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a big deal here in town.
I don't remember.
The K used to blow off.
Oh, is that what it was?
The K would blow off in the parking lot, and then the store would obviously contract somebody to put it back up there, but the next time a big storm would come through there, it would go again.
That's interesting to know.
Yeah, well, hey,
I enjoy your shows on Friday night.
Hey, thank you. What about the rest of the week?
Yes. Except I'm tired of hearing about Geraldo.
I know. Well, hopefully one day we remedy that. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I never paid attention for the K.
See, here's what I think. I think most people are tired of hearing about Geraldo, but we've got to have an answer. A yes or a no, then we can polish off the journey.
I'm going to give that guy a call and drive up there.
Well, why haven't you called yet?
And go knock on the door.
Why don't you call him right now?
No, they're not open right now.
No, you get the newsroom.
I don't need, what's their number?
Do we have the newsroom at WTAM?
WTAM?
Yeah, let me see. Hold on, I might have the number in the Geraldo Journal. Now, you're calling as a citizen.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get it here. Well, you need to say, why does Geraldo know about any of this? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, was Mary Ellen the first?
Mary Ellen was the first. You've got it. We took her up there, I think it was in February of 2019.
Yeah. Well, I put both Marys together and figured it out.
You had to be one of the Marys. Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mary Ellen Withrow, first person to Tony Paco's. Okay, drop another question, then we'll get this WTAM on the line.
All right. Who was my dad, you know, Charlie Evers' favorite guest?
Oh, that's a good one. Who was his favorite guest in the 6-year run here of WWGH Radio? Let's do a little dry run here because we don't want to screw this up. This is very important, okay? Hello, this is WTAM Radio.
Yes, I need to speak to Geraldo.
Oh, he's not here.
Well, what's his cell phone number?
Well, we don't give that information out.
Why not?
Because it's private.
Okay, I need to leave a message.
Okay, what's the message?
I think he needs to come to Marion, Ohio to on Scott Spears' show.
Okay, we'll give that to him.
Okay.
No, see, you gotta be more forceful than that.
What?
You gotta say, don't you know we've been calling for weeks? Marion has called, people are calling on the radio station down there, you're aggravating the city of Marion, and you've provided no answers. Does Geraldo know this is going on? It's making statewide news? That's what you gotta say. Go ahead, caller.
Lulu Romans.
Oh, not Lulu. Good. That was a favorite guest of his, but not the favorite. Thank you. Not Lulu Roman. No, it wasn't Lulu.
He went on for hours about her drugs.
Yeah, somebody brought that up to me recently. I forget that who that was. 740-383-9944. Charlie Evers' favorite guest in his six-year run here. All right. Now, do you got it?
Got it.
Because people got to be... Like, our friend Sarah was forceful with him.
Oh, really?
It's been going on for two weeks.
I think it was too forceful. That's why you didn't call back.
No, he hasn't called back regardless. They're a mess there. Go ahead, caller.
I say it has to be old George Kasotis.
Not George. Good guess, but not George Kasotis.
I tell you what, though, those two together on the radio was Radio Gold.
Oh, they were funny, weren't they?
Yeah, I loved it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yep.
Yep. Him and George were a lot of fun. By the way, George is on my show now every fourth Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to have fun with that. 740-383-9944. Who was Charlie Evers' favorite guest? That's what we're looking for here. He told this to me, so I know it's the gospel. All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
Now, you know, you got to make them feel like they're idiots. That's the whole point. We're calling WTA. This is how, and this is a prototype for how people should do this. Okay, here's some dialing. Now I'm going to turn everybody else down and leave you up, so.
Okay.
Get ready here. All right. Nothing like dialing on live radio. Do we have a newsroom number? Maybe this isn't the number.
What's the call
under? WTAM. We'll have to look. I think this is just a call-in line, contest line. We'll have to look for the newsroom number for WTAM. Charlie Evers' favorite guest is the question, though, here. 740-383-9944. The Geraldo thing, you know, people are getting tired of it, and it's because we've been at this for 2 weeks now, 2 weeks and 1 day, and the man has not answered.
Well, like you said, he's in the middle of taping.
Well, who cares? You could give an answer. Has he never came to the phone?
Depends on, you know, who knows nowadays. People don't get messages.
Pretend you're on the phone with Amazon. That's how you have to approach
this. Oh, yes. Amazon and PayPal. Oh.
That's how you have to approach.
Is it WTAM 1100?
Yep. That's how you have to approach these people. You can't let them get off scot-free.
Yeah.
Because don't try to, why are you calling? And no. We just want an answer. That's it.
Yeah.
What are you boneheads up there doing? Don't you know this is a nationally known radio show? Well, did we not hear that tonight?
Maybe we'll bring Channel 4 down here and set up.
Do we got it? No?
No.
I was hoping. Who was Charlie Evers' favorite guest? 740-388-9944. No diet soda. And you did complain about that during the break. First thing we said when we went to break was, oh, my mouth's so dry.
It was. It's so dry in this for a minute.
All right. We got it?
No.
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 I can't find it.
All right. We're having a good time now.
No, we actually probably need like a humidifier in here or something.
I think you're just low on liquids.
Do you think so?
Who do you call DoorDash-wise?
DoorDash? You have to download the app.
I've deleted all my friends who used to bring me sodas.
Oh, really? Every morning you...
Well, not her. No, not Angie. But, the other ones I've had to delete.
Oh. You know what Scott told me the other night?
What's that?
What? He would not cry if I died.
Oh, I did. Now, wait a second. Wait a second.
Whoa.
See, you can't just come out of the blue and say that. Now, wait a second.
How rude.
Now, how did this conversation come up?
He did.
Why would you bring that up? Has that been simmering on your mind for 48 hours?
Yes.
No. Here, what was said?
Angie, I would miss you dearly.
Would you cry? I would cry.
I would bawl my eyes out for you.
Jeez. You don't have the liquids to spare.
What?
Okay, now tell people what the conversation was about. You can't just come out of the blue and say, like I was sitting there watching Kojak, and all of a sudden I turned to you and said, well, you know, I'd never cry if you died. That's not what happened.
Like, you don't cry regardless. You have no tears in your body.
That's what we were talking about. We were talking about family members who have died, and I said, people don't believe it, but I really have not cried, and I've had some pretty close family members die right in front of me. And I've had close friends die. And for some reason, it just does not make me cry. I don't have that thing.
He's emotionless.
Yeah. So she said she would cry if I died, but then she asked me if I would cry if she died.
And you said no.
No, I hesitated. And this is, that's what happened.
Why'd you hesitate for?
Because I don't know till it happens.
Would you cry when I die?
Of course not. I would cry when they would ask me to be a pallbearer because I know it'd take 18 to 20 people to get that casket around.
I knew that was coming, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
You have to give my eulogy.
Be a short one. I told him to stop eating the McDonald's, and he didn't, and that's why he is where he is today. No, I don't know why.
You need to apologize to her on natural
way. I don't think that you have to cry.
Now ask me
if I would be sad. I would be sad.
Hey, would you cry if she died?
I don't know. I don't want to find out.
You don't know. You're supposed to say yes.
That's a lie, though. I don't know.
You don't know?
Do you?
Yes, I do.
How do you know?
I will cry. I lost my grandma and I cried.
Oh, you were a zombie.
Well,
I was there.
Because I was close to her.
But I just don't have that. Yes, I would cry. Okay, there you go.
No, you wouldn't.
Put it on record.
You wouldn't.
I don't know what that is. I mean, my father died. I did not cry. My grandmother died, who I was very close to. I did not cry. Everybody thought I would cry at that one. Didn't happen. My friend from childhood died of an unexpected illness, and I did not cry at that. I did not cry. Some of my deepest friends of radio have died, and I've been there, and I didn't cry.
Well, you know why? Because you kill them all. Every time you interview somebody, you kill them.
Are you crying right now?
I got something in my eye.
Oh, my.
No, everybody handles death in a way differently.
I don't know what mine is.
You have contacts in?
No, I think it says cobwebs.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might cry, but, I mean, how do you really know for sure if you're going to cry?
Well, if somebody's close to you, Angie's close to you.
Okay, but
wouldn't you cry because she's close to you? Is somebody close
I guess
hang out with all the time?
Well, I probably. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know why I don't cry in general.
Well, it's probably because you don't, I don't know. Everybody, like I said, everybody does things differently, but, yeah.
So, you have to figure that out. That's not a sign that you're not going to miss the person. Now, there's a lot of people I wouldn't miss.
Well, that's what I said. Everybody does grievance differently. Everybody doesn't cry. Everybody has their own thing. But that's I can't believe you won't cry at least for Angie. That's just...
Well, you never know. Maybe. I won't be around to know.
We're going to plan a week for you.
Maybe I should be the one buried in that casket. And we'll see what happens.
Well, go right ahead.
There we go.
I wouldn't volunteer for it.
Yes. We'll put you in there and see what happens.
I just go to sleep.
See, I would never volunteer for you
for that. See, I couldn't do that because I have claustrophobic.
Oh, yeah, I just think it's because, go to sleep.
All right, I got the number. Are you ready? Be forceful.
Did you hear that? He was talking. He's like, I got the
number. Well, your conversation bored me, and we couldn't have boring airwaves.
How is that
here
boring?
Here we go. Get ready. Which is boring to me, burying somebody alive. It's like Day of the Dead stuff.
No, I think it's good.
No, okay. Well, go do
it's
it.
Interesting.
Not really. Not to me. Oh, I dialed the wrong number. See, you were talking to me while I was dialing.
It's my fault, Angie. My fault.
Day of the Dead stuff.
What's wrong with that? Angie, we'll put you in a casket. That'd be fun.
See, I would never allow you to be put in a casket.
Why? Well, you don't cry?
Crying doesn't mean you don't care if somebody's put in a casket.
Well, she says she wants to do it.
Get ready, pork chop. Here we go. Pressure's on.
I can't hear it.
It's coming.
Newsroom.
Yes, I need to talk to the manager or the boss.
Okay, for what radio station?
It'd be WTAM.
Okay, this is actually 700 WLW in Cincinnati.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're a 24/7 staffed newsroom, so yeah. A lot of calls end up coming to us instead.
Okay.
So I would just suggest to call that number back, but don't dial 9 because it'll just take you right back here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I about cried over that. Well, we didn't get anywhere.
What? She said she didn't?
I would have said, have you heard about it?
Heard about what? Well, I couldn't hear what you.
What am I supposed to say?
Hey, have you heard about that? Well, next time do it yourself, Scott.
If you want something done right, you got to do it
That's
yourself.
That's right. Call him up and do it yourself.
I'll have to do that.
All right.
I'll have to lead the wave.
That's right.
Well, what else we got left?
I got cobwebs in my eyeball.
Is that what's going on over there?
Yeah.
Cobwebs?
I think so.
That's terrible.
I know.
Are those synthetic cobwebs?
I don't know. It's in my eye, though.
Where did they come from?
Well, it's just the little pieces. They're sticking to my sweater.
Well, that's trouble.
Yeah, it's sticking all over me, too.
But it looks cool.
Well, that's all you need during the Halloween season.
You know, it's better than the big blob.
Yeah, you know, and that was around for 6 years.
The big blob. And I'm sure it's still in that box.
You know, I don't know. Could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder why that would ring into WLW, because that's in Cincinnati.
I didn't understand what you want me to add. I couldn't hear you.
Well, I couldn't yell it. It's like when people...
Well, next time, write on a piece of paper or something.
Well, we're running out of time, I could tell, that she was about ready to hang up.
Okay, I didn't... Because she said I was totally opposite of the country. That was clear down south.
But we didn't dial
north.
9. So I don't even know what she's talking about.
I don't
dial
know.
9.
But I can't read lips, sorry.
Well, see, this is, have you ever, people know what I'm talking about. They listen to shows on this station, and I think people don't realize there's an open mic in front of them, so they'll try to whisper something when...
Oh, but all you have to do is, if you're not mute on the board, and you can mute it.
Yeah, but if you're not sitting in front of the...
Then you could just say a little
bit longer.
But if you're
not sitting in front of the board, people don't know that.
Well, I'm telling you, on that situation, when you talk
to
me...
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I'm glad to hear that you... wouldn't let Angie be buried in the casket.
Well, no, I would not allow that.
But you did let her go out during the 4th of July when fireworks was going off.
I did?
Yeah. You and somebody else, you sent her out to see what the big bang was.
I don't remember that.
Well, I think Angie might remember.
Do you remember that?
Here at the station when we heard something loud?
Yeah.
Oh, but see, I don't even remember that. I probably couldn't get up because I was hosting a show.
Well, do you remember when I opened the door at the old studio?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And didn't know who was there?
And, yeah.
When the building was locked?
She could have got blown up that day. I'd rather see you get blown up than Andrew get blown up.
You want me buried alive, and you want me blown up.
Well, I don't want you to die.
Just hurt? Just maimed?
I just thought it was would be a good promotion.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's get me hurt, and that would be a good promotion.
No, I don't want you to get hurt or nothing.
What do you think about this, Geraldo? You've been around for 2 weeks and 1 day of it now.
Oh, I'm getting a little tired of it.
Well, now tired of what?
hearing about him all the time.
Well, don't you think you should just answer?
Yeah.
There you go.
I think you should still keep on it, but there at the beginning, you spent too much time on the Geraldo Journal and stuff.
Hey, at least he's telling you the truth.
You're trying to cut back on it now, so...
Well, I don't... See, here's the problem. We get into it, and then somebody will say something, and then something will happen, and I try to keep people abreast.
Yeah, I thought maybe Sarah was going to get something accomplished here
right.
today.
But we always end up in the garbage can. I don't understand what happens.
But Sam Donaldson and all that wrestler dude and everybody calling up. I think Ted Williams called too, didn't he?
Ted Williams, a Thunderbolt. Kreskin, I thought, was supposed to call, but nothing yet. Not a word.
I thought for sure something was going to happen.
You would think, and we've had tons of people call from Marion, to where Rob said he was bombarded with phone calls.
Well, he just thinks he's too good to...
Well, that's right. And I think that's, if he believes that, then we should expose that. We should know that.
Right.
Because this is not just a show to come on and every morning and give stuff away. You know, we're not QVC. Here at this show, we've got to give the news. Good, bad, and ugly.
If you knew how many people you've had on that are, you know, prominent people,
right.
He would want to be on it.
You would think he would want to
be on that list.
Well, look at, we just called WCMH, and they know about it. Well, they know about me.
If you could just talk to Geraldo himself.
Right, and that's all we need to have happen here. For this Rob guy to get out of the way and put Geraldo on the phone.
Maybe you ought to ask him for his personal phone number.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't even think this Rob guy, he's out smoking half the time, or he's...
Chasing those up there or something.
Like he never talks to Geraldo. They do a show every morning. Hopefully we get it figured out soon, then we can just... But think of the day now when...
You might not want Geraldo to come on your show. I mean...
Well, no, think about it now. Think if he actually shows up with all this build-up, how big a deal that will be.
He doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Geraldo, probably.
No, I'm saying the listeners have heard about it every day.
Yeah.
They'll be like, thank heavens.
Thank heavens he's here. What's going to happen?
Everybody's going to be waiting for a big catastrophe or so, or Geraldo to do something.
Exactly. Everybody would be on pins and needles that morning thinking, what's going to happen? Because I have bothered him now for so long.
And you know what happened after it's all said and done? They're like, oh, thank God.
That is the best radio show I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. I might retire when that one's over.
Oh, you're too young to retire.
Well, maybe I'll go get in that cemetery plot that you want me to get into and be done with it.
Just don't land in if you do that.
I said, you got it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I have said this before. I understand people don't want to hear about Geraldo every day, but we are not QVC. And sometimes I do not come on and want to just do Family Feud every morning. You want to be an information educational source.
But sometimes you beat stuff to the dead horse.
Such as what?
Once is the Gallagher.
The Gallagher?
Not Gallagher, but Geraldo. You beat the dead horse.
No. Give me something else, though.
Huh?
That would be comparable to this.
Well, repeat is the Phyllis Diller.
Well, but a repeat is not beating something to death.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yeah, it is.
But, you know, everybody calls me all the time and says, please play Phyllis Diller. Please.
Man, I want to.
Oh, I have the names of everybody. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good news. I called to talk about Geraldo.
Oh, everybody turn up their radio. Here we go.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Well, okay, everybody, let everybody get settled in, get their cheese dip,
put our seatbelts on,
put everybody away, you know, get everybody out of the room, and quiet down now. We're about to have the Geraldo report.
I wonder how many people just turned the radio
off. Oh, no, people, you know what, here's the thing I learned in radio, I just say this momentarily, I do believe this is true. Anger, happiness, and sadness are all the same. It's like, I hate that show. You can only hate that show if you listen to it. So, it's one of those things. Like, you know, so to me, if somebody says, I'm tired of hearing about that, that means you must listen a lot. So
that's kind of like the saying that any publicity is good publicity.
Right, and if you have heard Phyllis Diller a million times, that means you've listened a million times. Good, so yeah. I thank you for that. Go ahead, Colin.
Well, I think this is fixing to be my last entry or whatever.
Oh, no. Did something bad happen?
Well, the guy that I got on the phone today, after I tried to do the failed three-way call at lunchtime?
I do, and then we kind of went dead.
So then I thought, well, you're not getting off that easy. So I called back.
All right.
And he answered the phone again, and he was a little on the nasty side. I would say aggravated. He sounded aggravated.
Now, who was this?
Well, that's another thing. The number that I called was supposed to be the number to Rob
Rosinski?
Rob R.
Rob R., who's Geraldo's producer, allegedly.
Geraldo's producer. So that's who you think you're getting, because that's the number that I was given a couple of days ago. Well, now, someone else answers the phone, and his name is Rob, and he doesn't even let you talk to Rob Rosinski. And so he tells you Rob Rosinski is busy. He's not even, when I, matter of fact, at 12-something when I called this afternoon, oh, he wasn't even in the building. And when I asked if Geraldo knew, I said, does he even know that we want to talk to him? He said, ma'am, I don't know what Geraldo knows. I don't know what Rob, the other Rob, relayed to Geraldo. So, and he said, and you need to understand he's very busy for a 78-year-old man. He's doing the Cops thing, the Fox thing. He does our show. He said, and might I add, he doesn't even do the show, the one-hour show for them. He says he does that from his home in Shaker Heights. He doesn't even go to the studio.
Right.
So he said he's very busy.
Well, what does that mean, I guess? I don't know what the...
I said, and another thing, I don't appreciate Rob telling me that he would call my friend at the radio station here and at least talk to him about it. And he said, he has your name and number, ma'am.
So I guess here's my question.
Ma'am, you know, that's kind of like condescending.
Yeah, but here's my point, and that's why we're not letting him off. Because you cannot tell me he doesn't have Geraldo's email. He produces his show every morning, his terrible, terrible show every morning.
Right, so it's like, pretty much you could look at this one of two ways. Either we're too small for them, like we're not important enough, or they're trying to protect him because they think, like, that you're just going to maybe ask him. You know,
he can't take it.
Make a fool out of him.
Well, no. See, and that's make a fool out of him. Now, can't those morons up there look up me on the internet and see the people who've been on? Go to the website.
If they cared at this point in time.
That's what I'm saying.
Like I said, the guy that answered the phone today, he just seemed really aggravated, frustrated.
Good.
He was like, oh, here we go again.
You know, he's collecting a check. And that's his job, to answer questions for the public.
Well, I guess it just comes down to, like, is this how we get things done? Just throw our weight around and just keep harassing them? Or when do we throw the towel in?
Yeah.
Did I lose your spot?
No, you're here.
Oh, okay. I said, when do we know, like, when is a good time to, like, admit defeat or...
Oh, well, I don't know what defeat is, because if he says no, that's also an answer.
Right.
I'm just looking for an answer.
He's not even going to, like, give us an answer.
You know, and I have Facebooked Geraldo. I sent him, I believe, 2 weeks ago. Is that Facebooked? Yeah, I Facebooked him. The Geraldo Journal. So does Geraldo look at his own Facebook page? Does he look at his Twitter?
Well, all I know is one of the Robs at this radio station said he's very busy for a 78-year-old man.
Yeah, but how long does it take to say, hey, they want you on a radio show?
Right.
That's
it. How long does it take Geraldo or whoever to say, okay, or no thanks? Right, that's all he wanted is an answer.
That's all it has to be.
Strange.
So the guy was rude today is what we've learned.
He just seemed real frustrated, like, oh, it's you again.
Well, you know, I guess that's a good sign, though, again.
But that's why you don't promise people that you're going to call someone and then you don't.
That's right.
Okay, well, that's good. Have a good show, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, see, I don't appreciate that they are getting rude. Well, what is the problem with answering this?
Probably because they're getting a lot of calls, but yeah, you're... Maybe because there's more than one person calling.
Okay. So why don't you just say that?
Oh, like, or say, no, he can't do it right now.
Right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
Basically, what she just said... They kind of said it that way. He's too busy.
Well, that's not what they said, though. They wouldn't even let her talk to Rob, who she had talked to before. Now, he's outside in the parking lot. Now, how busy could he be?
Oh, I thought she said that. I thought she said that he's too busy for being a 78-year-old man.
No, he's saying Geraldo's busy for being a 78-year-old man.
Yeah.
But busy doing what? I mean, let's be honest. He does his little show from home, so he doesn't even leave the house for that. Now, what else is he doing?
I know, she says he was doing something else, right, Andy? What she says he was doing something about pop. What was that?
Cops.
Yeah, cops.
Yeah, so that's where we are. I don't know how hard it is just to answer a question, you know. But Geraldo's people... See, and again, did he answer the question, does Geraldo know? It doesn't sound like they answered that question.
Yeah, that I don't know, yeah.
How hard is that question to answer?
I mean... I don't know. Does he have an email himself?
Geraldo website at gmail.com.
Well, there you go. Geraldo website at gmail.com. But my question is, how hard is it to call here and say, hey, I'm busy right now. I'll be glad to do it as soon as my time frees up.
Or his agent can say that.
We would write that in the journal, and that would be that.
I don't know. She said it was two different Robs now?
Well, that's weird, too.
Oh.
Two different guys with the same name working in the same office.
I don't know.
Do they not know any... Is that how they do when they go after a guest? They call them when the guest says, eh, you just, oh, I give up. Hey. No, that's not what you do. Well, so once again, I believe Geraldo has goodness in his heart. I believe that Geraldo at some point will do something.
Well, maybe like wait a few couple weeks and then try to call again.
I have reached out to Geraldo through Facebook, and I think I tweeted him at one point. What can you do? Why can this man not answer? He's always on the Twitter. How busy can he be?
Well, does he do his own Twitter?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He does this little boring show in Cleveland.
Is there a reason why you want Geraldo on your show?
Because he hasn't been on.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's pretty much.
Because you're not a fan of him either.
Not really. And that's why I could care less if he's angry. I don't care if he's angry. Let him get angry all day and all night long.
Yeah.
What do I care if Geraldo's angry?
So what kind of question...
I'm getting angry.
So what kind of questions are you going to ask?
What took you so long? Why are you so busy at 78?
Because he's popular.
Is he?
I guess.
He's doing Cops on a streaming channel. Now, how popular can he be?
Now, he has 60,000 followers on Facebook.
Oh, he's on Fox. Sure, I bet he does.
Yeah, I was looking at his Facebook.
Yeah.
So did he retweet my Facebook post, or was that just my Facebook post to him?
No, when I pulled up Geraldo, that came up.
So it's coming up.
Like, I searched Geraldo, and then you came up underneath with the Geraldo Journal.
Oh, look at that. Well, it's popular. See, I think that's another thing people don't realize about the old Geraldo Journal. It's very popular.
What's the last thing you got in there?
Did not hear from Geraldo. We got pages of that.
Well, now you need to update Sarah's stuff.
Well, I don't know what... Basically, Rob gave her the runaround.
Well...
Rob said Geraldo...
He's too busy.
No, she did. He didn't say that.
In a way, she did.
Busy...
Yeah, she did.
For a 78... year old man.
Scott, Sarah did say that. She said that Rob, that one of the Rob's guys, said he's too busy right now.
Did she say he's too busy, or do you know how busy Geraldo is for a 78-year-old man?
I couldn't hardly hear because of the...
Those are two different things.
What did you quite hear, Angie?
About the...
The... Didn't sound like she said that he's too busy right now? In a way.
Oh, that he's just busy for a
78-year-old man. Yeah. But that's not too busy to do your interview. you know what? These people would never survive in the news, but you don't give up. Ask Phil Donahue how long that took to get him on the show. If I would have just gave up and said, well, he ain't coming, he'd have never came.
Well, Phil Donahue said you were persistent.
You have to be. Helen Thomas would have never came on this show. I called her day after day after day. You don't give up, and you don't let these people off the hook. They're human beings. Geraldo puts his pants on the same way I do.
One leg at a time for both legs.
And I don't give a flip-flop if Geraldo gets angry. Let him get... I'm not even sure Geraldo's getting angry. I think his little producer there, Rob, who is nothing to me. I mean, what Rob? Some producer at WTAM. What do I care what he thinks? They're upset because they don't have an audience like I do who will call and will write letters and will email. What's his audience up there doing?
I have no idea. I don't... Was it at in Dayton?
Cleveland.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know what people up there... All I know, they're probably writing the Cleveland Indians right now.
See, that story didn't get the news that this got.
Yeah.
They're not the Indians anymore, right?
No.
I'm selling all my Cleveland Indian stuff, I think. I'm mad.
I just think it's silly that Geraldo... Say no, Geraldo. You know, people have said no before.
Have you got a hold of the producer yourself?
No.
Mr. Rob?
I emailed Rob before this all started because I did not... I had heard last year that Geraldo was in Ohio. And then I never really followed up with it. But then I decided, well, I wonder if he really is in Ohio because I saw him on the Fox News. So I sent them an email and I got this Rob guy and Rob said... yes, he is. And that was pretty much it. And then I've never talked to him since. That's when I started doing the Geraldo Journal. And
so you asked to speak to Geraldo to Rob or no? Or you just asked if he's in Ohio?
I think I said, I don't remember. I'd have to look at the email, but I think I asked what he does up there exactly.
But you never say, hey, I want to interview him. Like you always do.
I don't, if I did, I never got anything back.
Oh, okay. Because normally that's how you do yours.
Hey, well, no, I tell you, that's why the Geraldo Journal has. Well, there's not really a script.
No, but you sent a
request.
Yeah,
which is how you get interviews.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's.
No, I'm just saying it wasn't that. No, it was not a request.
Oh.
So anyway, the point of this conversation is a lot of people always ask how you get your interviews. That's a question I get asked more than anything. How did you get Bill Cosby on the show? That was a question a month ago. How did that happen? I didn't send Bill Cosby a request. That happened through interviews with his lawyer. And, you know, just over time it happened. So I thought, since this guy's in Ohio, Geraldo, and he was a well-known name, and he was a talk show host, and I've had Phil Donahue and Jerry Springer and Larry King and all these people on, why not involve the audience and get Geraldo on?
Yeah.
Well, apparently Geraldo's just too good for that.
Yeah, I think he has an attitude problem. When I used to watch his show, he used to get angry for no reason.
Well, again, I'm not even sure he knows.
That's why I was never big. Are you a fan of him?
I don't really pay attention to him.
Yeah, it was not a very good show, I didn't think. Did you like it, Scott, at all? I mean, I didn't understand half of it. It's kind of boring. I used to fall asleep. I did. I used to fall asleep.
Well, it's just weird to me that he has no... nobody to jump in and say yes or no.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, maybe Sarah. Sounds like Sarah, she's on the job right now.
This is the reason we keep hearing about it. Apparently, people wouldn't care if Geraldo was on or not. Now, that is bad news for Geraldo. that people just don't care.
Man, I don't think it's probably because he's not all that popular.
Well, who is popular?
I mean, the Bill Cosby, when you had him on, that was pretty cool.
Well, yeah, people got all over that.
Yeah. I mean, when you have, like, a big celebrity on, you know, like, your, when you have, like, some of the coaches on and stuff like that, and, who else big you have? You had a lot of people big on over the years, like,
So why do you think, do you think Geraldo's ducking it?
Why? I don't think he knows anything about it.
So, okay, Geraldo on Facebook had, what, I said 60,000 followers?
Yeah.
Bill Cosby has 540,000 followers.
60,000 versus 540,000. There you go. Apparently, that's all you need to know about this particular situation. But Geraldo is being difficult now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He probably, you know how it is. His managers are probably not passing it on to him. Because they probably don't want to put a whole lot of work on him.
An interview with me would be a lot of work?
I don't know. Well, I think they probably would do a phone interview. I don't think he wants to come clear down here.
I haven't heard either.
But you said you would absolutely not do a phone interview.
Well, I haven't got that far. Yeah. I didn't say that to them. Unless they're listening to this show. And if they, why not call in and say that? He'll do a phone interview, but he will not come to Marion, Ohio.
And if they do a phone interview, would you do it?
No, I think I would turn that down.
Oh. Why, though? If he's too busy up there,
I don't believe he's too busy.
Well, how do you know?
Because if you're living in Shaker Heights, just like that, that's what the caller said.
Oh.
Just a suburb of Cleveland. Oh. If you're living in Shaker Heights, and you're doing this show every day on WTAM, and you're 2 hours away, my guess is you're not all that busy.
Well, I mean, he's doing Cops now.
Oh, boy.
What, is Cops live or straight live stream?
No.
So it's taped?
Oh. And he's just doing the wraparounds. He's not riding with the cops.
Right, no, I'm just saying, is it live streaming?
And he got in trouble for that.
What?
Because people think Cops is racist. Well, he was talking about that on his show the other day. Geraldo, how people were coming at him for doing this because they feel that Cops is racist.
Why?
Because most of the people the Cops show profiles are African American. And they cut and choose who they profile.
You mean on his show?
On Cops.
On regular Cops?
Yeah.
I haven't watched that show forever.
Well, that should tell you then how busy Geraldo is.
So he's actually doing the actual cop show?
Well, it got canceled, and then Fox bought it. So now he's just the host.
Oh. Okay, I never watched Cops for a while. I used to watch it all the time.
There you go.
But I wish Rescue Number 1 would come back with, what is his name? William Shatner.
He's a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
But I don't know. I just don't understand. Maybe they can get Geraldo to do it.
What, Rescue 911?
I just, you know, I think Bill Cosby was in the clink. So I imagine he's a little busier than Geraldo.
Oh, he's in his brown house setting right now.
Yeah, but the
drinking coffee.
But the clink takes up a lot of your time. And as soon as he was out, less than a month, he was on this show.
Yeah.
It took less time to get Bill Cosby on here than Geraldo. Now, what's the problem?
Well, because he just got out of jail. I think if he would have been working, you probably would never got him.
Bill Cosby's got nobody else. He's done nobody else's show.
But I'm saying if he was doing the Cosby show, you would never got him on.
But why is he not getting any show? Why is he not doing anybody?
Who?
Bill Cosby.
Because he's 90.
But you think he's getting no requests?
Well, he's probably getting requests, but I don't think he wants to do any right now.
Well, why did he do this?
Because he was in jail for 2 years.
But why did he do this one and not any of the others?
Oh, your show? Oh, because it was a phone call. I'm sure he does phone calls.
He does?
Well, if somebody asks him.
That's not what the interview said. That's not what the newspaper said.
I don't know. Eventually, they probably will. I don't know.
Well, I'm saying, why did he do this first?
Apparently, because his agent liked, or his lawyer
why
liked
did,
you.
I know everybody was out to get Helen Thomas. Why did she do me first?
Because she liked you. That's why she said that. I was there with you.
Right. So?
But I'm saying, I think it's because you was close with his lawyer.
Why does Phil Donahue do this show when he won't do anything else and gets requests all the time?
Just like Angie said, right, Angie? You said because you're persistent and he likes you.
And so what's Geraldo's problem?
He's probably not getting the answer. He's not, I think the difference between Geraldo and what's the other guy's name again?
Phil.
Phil.
Is it Phil was a star and Geraldo's a bum?
That too, but I'm saying that Phil was answering his own stuff.
I don't think he was. I think his secretary, what's her name?
I thought he said that he always answered.
Because I'm in direct contact with him, but for years, requests went through his office.
But you didn't finally get him until he started getting his own stuff.
Well, I think he always got it, but he said it was so persistent that I kept trying and trying and trying and trying that he eventually said yes.
Okay. Well, maybe this is what Geraldo would do.
Maybe. That's what I'm saying. What is wrong with beating this to death?
Well, I think you didn't do... Because you didn't do Phil over the internet. You just did it through our... On the...
Well, right, because I'm trying to answer the... I'm trying to take the listeners...
I think if you don't do it over the airwaves...
I'm trying to be educational.
Well, I know, but if you don't do it over the airwaves, it's different. You did his over the internet. You emailed him every day.
Sometimes. But no,
when you're doing it every day, you're throwing the listeners off.
Right, but I'm letting the listeners know exactly what happens in the booking process. What other host has done that? The worst part of the doing a show is booking guests. That's the worst part.
It is the worst part. I agree with you. I book your shows a lot.
So the point is that I'm letting the audience know what this process is like. You get angry little dwarfs like Rob, you've got to keep going at it, and you've got to, you know, be persistent.
I have plenty in my, when I'm booking your shows.
But you won't call a lot of people.
No, I won't.
If you don't know the person, you get scared to call them. Say you're nervous.
Because I don't want to screw up, I don't want to say the wrong word, or... They're celebrities.
But they're people. people.
But they're higher in the
media. Please.
Some of these people, like Joy Behar.
She's higher?
She's more known than I am.
I guess maybe that's why I don't have a problem with celebrities. I don't care how well you're known. You're a person. You're a human being.
Yeah, I don't know. She's a strong woman.
She was a good guest.
And, you know, when I used to have to call your other one up, what was her name? Elaine Stritch. Whew. She was a toughie.
You wouldn't call her.
I did a couple of times.
I think one time.
And I'm telling you, she yelled.
Well, that was just her personality.
Well.
I write people off. I say, well, that's just their personality. But you know what? How many times did she come on?
A lot. But...
Many.
Yeah.
And she always was a little...
Well, I think you should try to get Rosie O'Donnell on.
Well, I don't care about Rosie O'Donnell.
Just because you don't care about him, what you do...
Nobody wants Rosie O'Donnell on.
Listen, you don't care about, what is this guy...
Geraldo's in Ohio, though. That's the whole point.
You don't care about him, why don't you interview Rosie, then, if you don't care about...
Because Rosie's not in Ohio.
If
she lives in Shaker Heights, I'll invite Rosie on.
I'll tell her to fly to Ohio and...
No, Geraldo lives in Ohio. That's what I'm saying. That is so weird to me.
But you interview people outside of Ohio all the time.
Right. But I'm saying Geraldo is of interest to me because he lives in... Well, I'm telling you right now. You got to listen. Geraldo lives in Ohio right now, and that's why currently this is of interest to me.
Okay, but why can't you get a current... Of outside of Ohio. Like
there's nothing I want to know about Rosie O'Donnell.
You interview people in California.
Right, but there's nothing I want to know about Rosie O'Donnell. Plus, she offends a lot of people, and I don't think bringing her on is good because most people I've talked to don't like her.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of people who don't like her.
And that's that.
I'm kind of becoming a non-fan of hers right now.
And that's
I like Ellen, though.
Ellen, well, but her staff doesn't like her.
she's
very difficult.
She's going off the air.
Do you think maybe you could get Ellen on?
Probably. There's nobody I can't get on. You know, if you can get Bill Cosby on, you can get anybody on.
You know what? Maybe you should get Ellen because this is her last year.
But see,
maybe get her after she retires.
But what are you
going
to talk to her about?
About her retirement and her hot wife.
That's not an interview.
Porsche.
You know what makes a good interview? You got to have two things. Somebody who is interested in what they do, somebody who's a dynamic personality, and somebody who you will have not one-word answers. And that's Geraldo. That's why I say Geraldo's nuts. That's what makes him interesting. He's always screaming and yelling.
You know who you should get on? Queen Elizabeth.
Now, see, well, I think she's going to be on next week.
Oh, is she?
She's on Monday, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yep, 8 to 10.
All right.
I got 2 hours with the Queen.
All right.
It's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
So she's on. Geraldo, where are you? That's all we need to know. For tonight, we're all heading for the dugout. Stay tuned.
Zero. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page at Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Adam the Computer Guy is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, providing on-site and remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-5-